Okay, now after a three-week interval, we come to Lesson 7, the further readings. These start on page 104. And this time, this is the section you have to do for me. You have to put on a good performance. Of course, Mr. Kelly, who is sitting here, he has studied his whole book on his own. And he's gone through it completely.
Pa, you mean Brahmana?
Agi.
Pahataba.
Yeah.
Parivajetaba.
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 Yeah.
Na sevitaba.
Yeah.
Katame tayo.
Yeah.
Ragagi, dosagi, mohagi.
Right.
So, Tayume is tayo and ime.
Right.
So it's, there are three, and the eat trees referring to the fire.
Yeah.
O Brahman.
O Brahman.
O Brahman.
You see, it's a singular.
O Brahman.
Yeah.
There are three fires that should be abandoned.
Yeah.
That's Ahatava.
Yeah. So because it has ime, in translating, it's good to include that also. There are, O Brahman, these three fires.
There are, O Brahmins, these three fires.
Yeah.
That should be abandoned.
Right.
Should be avoided.
Right.
And should not be taken upon oneself.
Yeah, or should not be, most simply, should not be pursued, should not be followed. Should not be practiced, you could say. Yeah. Any one of those will work.
Which three?
Yeah.
Fire of passion.
Yeah.
Fire of anger.
Or, yeah, hatred is actually
hatred.
Better, yeah.
And fire of ignorance.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kasma chayam. Brahmana, ragavi, ahatabo, parivajetabo, na sevitabo. So, why should this one, fire of passion, be abandoned, avoided, and not practiced?
Yeah. Now, you say, why should this one, but...
Well, this fire of
right. You see, this is the syntax, peculiar syntax in Pali. When you have, call this a demonstrative pronoun going with another noun, often the vocative, the person that's being addressed, will come in between the pronoun and the noun that that pronoun qualifies. So it's actually Ayan Rag Agi, this fire of passion. But it's like the elegant style is to put O Brahman between this and fire of passion. So why, in English we would say, why, O Brahman, should this fire of passion be abandoned? And so on. But in Pali, it's as if one was saying, and why this, O Brahman, fire of passion should be abandoned. Okay, continue.
Ratpoko Brahmana Ragena Abibhuto Pariyatinachito Kayena Ducharitam
Charity.
Charity.
More like the you and but.
Charity. Bachaya ducharitam charity.
Yeah.
Manasa ducharitam charity.
Right.
So all Brahmins one.
Yeah, remember it's Brahmin, it's one person.
Oh, Brahmin.
If it were Brahmana, if it were plural, it would be Brahmana.
Right. Okay. Oh, Brahmin, one who is overcome by passion, right, with the mind overpowered by passion.
But how are you rendering, understanding Ratto? The first word here. Ratto ko Brahmana.
Ratto, I thought it was overcome by.
Yeah. Okay, this, yeah, but this I have to explain. In fact, I do for all three now. Ratto is, it's the present participle connected with the noun raga. It's from rajati. Rajati is the verb, which means to be passionate, to be impassioned, to be lustful, to be attached. So from rajati, one gets the noun raga, which means passion or lust. And then one gets the present participle ratto, which means impassioned or lustful. But then that adjective, ratto, or that present participle, is used as an adjective to qualify a person whose mind is governed by lust or passion. Okay, so we have three ways of describing the person here, three words that describe it, the person. First is ratto, which means one who is passionate.
So, okay. One who is passionate.
Yeah.
One who is overcome by passion.
Yeah.
And one with the mind overpowered.
Yeah.
By passion.
Yeah. Yeah.
So actually, the last one of pariyadinachito.
Yeah.
Takes ragena as also the...
I would say so, yeah. So, it seems okay. To be implied. Ragena goes directly with abhibhuto,
yeah.
But it seems to extend over also to pariyadina citta. Okay.
So, then carries out...
Yeah.
Bad behavior by body.
Yeah.
Carries out bad behavior by speech.
Yeah.
Carries out bad behavior by mind.
Right. But more idiomatically, we would simply say he behaves badly by body, behaves badly by speech, behaves badly by mind. But your rendering conforms to the Pali way of stating it. So it's okay. Okay.
So next is soul.
Yeah.
Soul kayena ducharitam.
Yeah.
Charitva.
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 Yeah, not charitva, but charitva.
Charitva.
It's a short A.
Charitva.
Charitva.
Vachaya ducharitam charitva.
Yeah.
Manasa ducharitam charitva.
Yeah.
I'm going to read the whole sentence.
Okay.
And then kayasa veda.
Kayasa veda.
Kayasa veda.
Yeah.
Param marana apayam.
Yeah.
Dukkatim.
Yeah.
Vini patam.
Yeah.
Niya.
Nirayam.
Nirayam. Upapajati.
Upapajati.
Upapajati. Tasmayam. Ragadi. Bahatabo.
Yeah.
Parivajitabo.
Yeah.
Na sevitabo.
Right.
He, yeah. Or that one, having behaved badly through the body, having carried out or having behaved badly through the speech, having behaved badly through the mind, on the dissolution of the body. Now, it says decomposition.
Dissolution is dissolution. Better, yeah. What case is that? Kayasa Beda. What case?
Kayasa Beda. Genitive?
Which, I'm actually referring to Beda. Beda. What case?
David?
Did somebody in the back say Beda? No, what case is that? Did I hear it from Chi Lao Xia? Say again. Ablative. Yeah, it's the ablative. It means through, usually we would say through the breakup of the body. But in English it's more natural to say with the breakup or dissolution of the body. Okay, next, parangmarana. Leave it. For idiomatic sake, with the breakup of the body. But know that it's an ablative.
After death?
Yeah.
He will.
What case is that?
Marana after death.
Yeah.
Marana upon. This is basic. After death.
What is the mark or the distinguishing ending of the Veda in the case of a masculine or neuter noun ending in the short A? What case? Speak loudly. I don't hear one. Ablative, right. It's ablative again. Yeah.
After death?
Yeah. After death.
Dukkatin ini patam nirayam upapajati. So he will be born, or he is born.
Or actually reborn. Upapajati is like implies re-arising. He is reborn.
So the first one is actually Dukkatin is.
Wait, that's not the first one.
Apayam. In the lower realm?
Yeah, actually, apaya means more, the sense is more of deprivation. We say render it the realm of misery. Some use woeful state. Woe. Nobody uses that word anymore. It's becoming an outdated word, woe, in English. Rather archaic. The miserable states, you could say.
Dukkatin also misery? You know, because I remember you said that these few words are very closely
related. Dukkati means good.
Unhappy.
The stem. Unhappy is more apaya, means deprived of fortune, of good fortune. Dukkati is more bad destiny.
And the next one would be in a place of suffering?
Vinipata. The sense is more thrown down. So some render it the downfall. I think I had rendered it the nether world, the lower world.
And Nirayam is hell.
Hell, yeah.
Okay, so Tasmayam Ragati Pahatabo
Paribhajetabo
Na Sevitabo.
Okay.
So therefore, this fire of passion should be abandoned, should be avoided, and should not be followed.
Right.
Then is
okay, the next two are modeled closely upon this. Anybody want to run through them quickly? Okay, you go through quickly.
Yeah.
There's almost...
Yeah, because I want to make sure that...
Yeah. Okay, go through quickly.
Yeah. So I won't read the Pali, I'll just read the
English. Just read the English.
Okay. So, the fire... why should this fire of hatred be abandoned, avoided, and not taken upon one? Not practice. One who is impassioned.
Not impassioned.
One who is not impassioned. No, the rasa.
We don't have rasa.
Oh, sorry. One who is.
Dutto. In English, we don't have a good. One who is full of hate, you would have to say.
One who is hateful?
Yeah, but the thing you see, a hateful...
Strong,
yeah, but a hateful person means one that we hate. Not a person who's full of hate. That's why the word doesn't... We don't have a good word for this. A hating person. Okay, one who is full of hate, let us say.
One who is full of hate?
Yeah. Excuse me?
Grinch.
One
who is full of hate.
Yeah.
One who is overcome by hatred.
Yeah.
With the mind overpowered by hatred.
Yeah.
Behaves badly through the body.
Yeah.
Behaves badly through the speech.
Yeah.
Behaves badly through the mind.
Right.
He, having behaved badly through body, having behaved badly through speech, having behaved badly through mind, through the dissolution of the body.
Yeah. We would say with the dissolution.
With the dissolution of the body.
Yeah.
With the dissolution of the body after death.
Yeah.
He will be.
He is reborn.
He is reborn.
Yeah. Yeah.
In the. In a state of misery.
Yeah.
In the lower realm.
Or Dugati. I render the bad destination.
Bad destination. Yeah. Bad destination.
Yeah.
In the lower world.
Yeah.
And in hell.
Yeah.
Therefore, this fire of hatred.
Yeah.
Should be abandoned,
right.
Avoided,
yeah.
And not practiced.
Right, yeah. You want to do the next? You might as well do it,
well,
yeah. Otherwise, there's not much original.
Yeah, right.
Not much scope for originality.
But it helps me to go through it.
Yeah. Okay.
Make sure. Why should this fire of ignorance be abandoned, avoided, and not followed?
Yeah.
One who is ignorant, one is one who is overpowered by ignorance.
Yeah.
With the mind overpowered, the other one is overcome by ignorance.
Yeah.
With the mind overpowered by ignorance. Behaves badly through the body, behaves badly through the speech, behaves badly through the mind. He, having behaved badly through the body, through the speech, through the mind, with the dissolution of the body, after death, he is reborn in the realm of misery, in bad destiny, lower worlds,
In the lower world.
In the lower world, the lower world, in hell, and in hell. Therefore, this fire of ignorance should be abandoned, avoided, and not followed.
Yeah. One closing sentence.
Right. Okay. These are the three fires that should be abandoned, avoided, and not followed.
And who is he speaking to?
These, old Brahman,
right.
This one singular,
yeah.
are the three fires that should be abandoned, avoided, and not taken upon, and not followed.
Okay. Section 2. Who would like to try this? Suki, you want to try it? Before I nail you with one involuntarily.
Raja Aha. Raja said, Panchen Nagasena, Venerable Nagasena, Shunrakana Panya speaks. Shunrakana of one nature, Panya. So Panchen Venerable Nagasena, what is the nature of wisdom.
Yeah, but Lakana is more characteristic.
Okay. Yeah. What is the characteristic of wisdom?
And how do you understand this expression, King Lakana? What type of expression is it?
King Lakana is the
No, not the meaning of the words. What type of expression is it, grammatically?
Grammatically?
Yeah.
Same as it is also an A?
No. I caught you. The compound, what?
Oh, compound.
Yeah. What kind of compound? It has an interrogative function, but there's a special name for this type of compound. Right, right. Two-car garage compound, we call it. Yeah, there's a bahu-bihi compound. Yeah, it's a compound which functions as an adjective in relation to another noun. It's called, technically the term is bahubi. Bahubihi means it's bahu plus, I think, bihi.
Bahu is much.
Much. Bihi is rice. So you see, when it's used in relation to Kata, it's a field which has much rice. So much rice, the expression much rice, it's not being used as a noun, a lot of rice, but when it's, the two words are joined to make a compound, it functions as an adjective describing the field. So it's a much rice field. And so this is used to give the name to the type of compound. But in English, they call them adjectival compounds. It's a compound in which the last term is a noun, but because it's a compound used in relation to another noun, the compound functions as an adjective. So I use to designate this type of compound to make it easier for my American students, we call it the two-car garage compound, or two-story, we call it a two-story house compound. You see here, two-car, it's in itself, if you have two cars, it would be a noun, But when you join them like this and you put it in relation to garage, it becomes an adjective describing the garage.
So how does it apply to dictate?
Okay. In this case, well, now it's taking on the interrogative form, so it's asking the question. But you see the second part of the compound, lakana. Lakana is, in itself, it's an adjective. I'm sorry, in itself it's a noun, which means characteristic. But now when it's joined with the question, king, what? So it's literally, it's what characteristic wisdom? And King Lakana has the same ending as panya. That's the feminine singular, because it's all used as an adjective describing panya. Okay, continue.
Earlier or previously, Maharaja,
yeah.
Raging, Maya, by me,
yeah.
Nitang,
yeah. Said. So it was previously it was said by me. Not good enough.
Wisdom.
Yeah. Somebody get it exactly. Right, that's the right way, yeah. Wisdom has the characteristic of cutting, or wisdom is characterized by cutting. You see, has isn't necessary. It's implied. Because here, the word meaning cutting characteristic wisdom. In other words, wisdom is being described by this long adjective, compound adjective. Wisdom is described as having the characteristic of cutting or cutting off. Then often in Pali, the verbs is or has are just understood. They don't have to be stated. So instead of saying, you see, normally one might say, how will we put this? Panyaya lakanang hoti chedanang, or chedanang hoti panyaya lakanang, which means that's cutting off. Chedanang hoti is panyaya of wisdom, lakanang the characteristic. But instead of putting it in that way, by the use of the compound, one could state it much more compactly. Okay, continue. Yeah.
Wisdom is marked by shining.
Okay.
Wisdom has the characteristics of shining.
Right. And apicca, did you get that apicca? That apicca, at the beginning of the sentence, apicca obhasana lakana api panya.
Also.
Right.
Also wisdom is marked by shining.
Okay.
Wisdom has a characteristic of shining.
Yeah, characteristic is good. Or obhasana, even better, illuminating, okay, or shining. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
question I'm not going to ask.
Yeah.
Is wisdom characterized by Shani?
No.
Panya Maharaja, wisdom?
No.
Great king? Upajamana?
Yeah.
A wise?
No. You have the right meaning, but the grammatical form is not correct. What is the grammatical form here?
Is it like by arising?
Say again?
By arising? Or
closer.
When
arising, yeah. It, what grammatical form is it? No. Who said? Vrindjan? No, I'm sure she has it right.
Yes.
What grammatical form is it? You say she has it correct.
Yes. When wisdom arises,
yeah.
Avijandakaram.
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 Yeah.
Vidamethi.
Right.
The darkness of ignorance.
The darkness of ignorance,
it dispels.
It dispels wisdom when arising, dispels the darkness of ignorance. Yeah.
The shining of light before. Illumination.
It's not as born. Here, janeti is a causative form, which means it produces the light of wisdom or the light of knowledge. Here we have the verb. Okay, the verb root is jan, and then from this we get a passive verb jayati, which means is born, and we also get from that the noun jati, birth. But jan could also give rise to an active verb janeti, or sometimes janayati, which means to give birth to, in other words, to produce or create. And don't confuse this with janati, which means to know. Here there's nothing to do with janati. But it's janeti.
Is janeti and
janayati
the same meaning?
Janeti and janayati, yeah. This is the more common verb form. But when they're going to form a participle, you'll get janaya, janayamana, I think. Janayamana. The A-Y-A and the E. Yeah. Janati here, this means to know. But this has nothing to do with this root. I just want, some people might mistake them, get misled by them. This is from a different root, from Nya. So don't bring it in. Okay, please continue. Okay, so Bijo Basang Janati. So wisdom produces the light of knowledge. Okay, go on. Jnana.
Jnana lokam.
Yeah.
Idamseti.
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 Yeah.
The word of knowledge of you.
The world of knowledge. Again, it's a little the compound is somewhat easy to get misled. This is not the word loka, meaning world, but it's aloka, which means light. It's jnana plus aloka. The light of knowledge. You find it on page 106. In fact, I would take out, they give for aloka, seeing, sight, light. I would strike out seeing and sight and just keep light.
It's a question on that compound.
Yeah.
The long A there implies that it's jnana and aloka.
Right.
As opposed to, it would be a short A.
Yeah, if it were, if it was world, it would be a short A. Because jnana ends with a short A. Okay, so translate.
The light of seeing.
No.
Knowing.
No. The light of knowledge, yeah.
Knowledge appears.
No, not appears, but you see, panya is the subject here. So wisdom, we could say, sheds the light of knowledge, or manifests, vitang seti, it makes appear the light of knowledge.
Wisdom,
yeah,
makes the light of sight, knowledge appear.
Right.
Ariyasattani,
yeah.
Pakatani, kuroti.
Yeah.
Ariyasattani, noble truth.
Yeah.
Pakatani, reveal.
I'm not sure that you're getting the correct structure of the sentence. You see, you have to understand that all of these verbs here, vidameti, janeti, vidangseti, karoti, all of those verbs relate to actions which are performed by the subject, panya. So wisdom, what?
Make,
yeah,
the noble truth appear or manifest.
Makes them manifest. So it's wisdom makes manifest the noble truths. Okay, go on.
Tatpo,
yeah.
Yoga Vassaro, Anitam Siva, Dukkan Siva, Anatta Siva.
Yeah.
Thereupon.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yoga Vassaro, one who is supplicant or who.
Yeah.
Is supplicant.
More simply, the meditator.
And the verb is a sasati.
Yeah.
Anitta Siva. Anitta.
Yeah.
And you can't see what? The suffering.
Yeah.
And anatta siva, the non-self.
Yeah.
Sammapanya, yeah, I put it as a projection of wisdom, sammapanya.
By what?
Sammapanya, all knowing wisdom or projection of wisdom.
It's not quite perfection of wisdom. But how does samapanyaya relate to pasati? You didn't bring that out.
I perfection of wisdom.
But you didn't relate samapanyaya to pasati. How does it fit in grammatically to the sentence? Who can explain this now? To see true wisdom, no. What case is this, samapanyaya? Okay, Varunjun, you translate this for us. Okay, translate the whole sentence here. From Tato Yoga Vacharo. Right. Yeah. Or you could say, therefore, thereupon the meditator sees with true wisdom or with correct wisdom. And why do we have this ti, anicchan ti, dukkhan ti, anatta ti? Why is it put in that way?
Single quotation.
What is that? It's like, yeah, that's, yeah. Yeah. It's, is you, Mr. Kelly?
John.
John, yeah, yeah.
There's no, no way to use direct speech.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like
yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Okay, the next block of text. Yeah, so let's, who would like to take the next block, the simile? Chi Lao Shi, you would like to try that? Okay, try it. Make a simile. Make a simile, yeah. Or give, we would say give a simile. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Wait, let's go phrase by phrase. Okay. Not thus, but yata is as, yeah, just as if.
Just as Maharaja, great king, but also individual person.
Yeah.
And the top caller.
Yeah.
Lord of people, Godman.
Yeah.
Gehe, the dwelling.
Yeah. Well, Gehe is house.
House.
Yeah.
Padipang, another.
Yeah. Padipang is what? Padipang.
Padipang
means lamp. Lamp, right. Yeah. Yeah.
Provides furnishes.
Means what? Oh, provides furnishes. Here more is the sense of to make enter, to send into.
To send it into.
Yeah. Yeah, so let us get the whole phrase. Just as if, great king, a man were to, I would say, bring a lamp into a house which is in darkness. And here it seems andhakare seems to be used as an adjective to describe the house. A dark house, yeah. It seems so. It seems so to me. Yeah, I see you have it in your dark house. Yeah, that's the most natural. Okay, so just as if, great king, a man would bring a lamp into a dark house. Okay, continue. Yeah. 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 Okay. So let us translate this. But let's get pavito, the word pavito, the first word here. Yeah. 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 The spells, yeah. Yeah. Obasing is what?
Obasing, shining.
Yeah.
Shining,
yeah.
Alokan. Alokan means the
No, that meaning is not good.
Okay.
Just light. Light is.
Yeah, light.
Yeah.
Alota, light.
Yeah.
Alota.
Yeah.
They
Ava. Wait, okay, that, before we get to Ava. Okay, so let us translate that whole phrase now. Not word for word, but translate it according to the sense.
I don't think that my translation is really done. I haven't really done that.
Yeah, what do you have to do? First, you have to translate word for word, understand the function of each word, then you have to put it as best you can into ordinary English.
That's a great thing. A man will bring a lamp into a dark house.
Yeah.
And dispel the darkness.
But pavito padipo. Let me help you with that.
Okay.
The lamp when it's brought in. Yeah. It. Okay, then you continue. When the lamp is brought in. When the lamp has entered.
When the lamp brought in.
Yeah.
Brought in. And where dispel the darkness.
Right.
Produce shining. Produce light.
Yeah. Obasa, it's really the same as aloka. But let's take a different word. It produces illumination, we might say.
Illumination.
Yeah. Yeah, alokang vidanseti, it shows light.
Shows light.
Yeah.
And
what? Somebody finish the sentence. Wait, Jung? No? Come. Where is perception here? Rupani of forms, visible forms. So it manifests or shows the forms.
Even so,
yeah.
Even if I come,
Janeti.
Janeti.
Yeah. Vidang say. Yeah. Okay, translate that. Yeah. No, is there. Wisdom when arising. Arising. Yeah. Yeah. Vidameti means dispels. Yeah, I see. I didn't go through this list to strike out the bad renderings that they did. Okay, so it dispels the darkness of ignorance. Yeah. The shining of wisdom, or the luminosity of wisdom. Jnana lokam. You say vidang seti, it shows or maybe sheds the light of knowledge. Excuse me? Vidang seti. Sometimes it means shows or makes manifest, makes appear. But here I think the word which fits best is it sheds the light of knowledge, shines forth the light of knowledge. You want to finish? Okay, Virgin, you finish. Yeah. Yoga, Vacharo, Anicca, Obasana. Lakana. Obasana Lakana Panya. Yeah, illumination, that's good. Yeah. Why don't you go on to paragraph 3? Thereupon, thence, it kind of various meanings. Well, through, actually, I think here the sense is through that tato, through that wisdom, the meditator sees with correct wisdom impermanent suffering and non-self. Obasana lakana panya. Okay, obasana means illuminating or shining. So lakana is characteristic. So wisdom, here the meaning of the phrase is that wisdom has the characteristic of shining or of illuminating. And then that statement is illustrated by the simile that just as a lamp, if a man brings a lamp into a dark house, the light of the lamp dispels the darkness, produces illumination, and makes light appear or sheds light and makes forms manifest. So wisdom, when it arises, dispels the darkness of ignorance. It produces the luminosity, illumination of wisdom, of knowledge. It sheds the light of knowledge and it makes the noble truths appear. Thereupon, the meditator sees with true wisdom or correct wisdom impermanence, suffering, non-self. Yeah, maybe Bernjun, you want to continue on to number 3? Goihang. Darenti. Darentiti. Yeah. Do you know what the sense is there? Nidarenti? What is intended? They don't, in English we say they don't keep the secret. So if you tell them some secret advice or you give them some secret information, they won't keep it a secret, but they'll tell other people. Never. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
When we have
to attachment. Yeah. It's not simply one who has attachment, but the charita are types of characters of people. So one with a passionate character, that's a raga charito. The next one, dosa charito, one with a hating character, person with strong hate in the character. Moha charito is a deluded character, one with strong delusion in the character. In the Theravada Buddha's meditation manuals, they make distinction, a classification of people into six character types. There's the raga charita, that's the lustful type, always thinking about sensual pleasures. Dosa charita, the angry or hating type, person who always has a grudge on his shoulders, very aggressive and forceful person. The moha charita, that is the stupid, confused type of person. Then there's, on the good side, the saddha charita, that's the devotional type, the one with strong faith. Then the what's called buddhi charita, one who is very intelligent, a person with high intellectual qualities. And then the sixth is called the vitakka charita. That's a person who's always speculating, trying to figure things out intellectually. Well, that sixth one seems to fluctuate between the good and the bad. The quality can be used for good purposes, but if it's not trained, then it becomes a disturbing trait of character. Okay, biruku is which the coward or timid, you say a timid type. Next. Amisa guruko. Yeah. Or one with means literally one who puts emphasis on material things. One who's out seeking some benefit, material benefit for himself. In other words, somebody who is, if he has a secret and he knows that he could get maybe payment from somebody else by revealing that secret, he'd be willing to do that. Okay, go on. Let's get a new editor. Yeah. Those sexist Buddhists. Yeah. Drunkard. You know. A what? Weak. It actually means eunuch. I see the glossary, they have a weakling. I don't. It doesn't really mean that, it means a eunuch. And. Yeah. Yeah. Continue. Yeah. Yeah, this is a. Excuse me? Yeah. No. Yeah, that's where it's a little misleading. You have to look in the glossary. The glossary has it correct here, 107, about the middle of the page. Doso here means wrong, fault, defeat, I don't know. But fault or blemish, Now you see there's two words, dosa, which it's easy to confuse them. There are two different words in Sanskrit that both come into Pali as dosa. So here the meaning that's relevant is the Sanskrit dosha, which becomes Pali dosa, meaning fault or defect. So, in other words, he's saying, what is their fault? What's wrong with them? Maybe Yurang, you want to continue? Oh, Taro. Taro means the elder, the monk, that's Nagasena. Wait. Yeah, the Venerable said, yeah.
Taro means the elder.
Yeah. Yeah. What is their fault? Okay, so continue. Goihang. Yeah. Vivarati. Yeah.
Venerable Nagasena. Nagasena, because of lust or because of passion.
Yeah.
Mahatma was a secret thought.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is basically a thing that is before.
Yeah.
A lustful person or a person with passionate character.
Yeah. Yeah. Right, yeah. Let's see.
The next one would be.
You might as well go through them quickly.
Yeah.
Nodarati. Yeah.
Discloses secret and confidential talk.
Yeah.
Instead of keeping them, because of hate.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Mundo Novabasena, Mantiman, Koyman, Nivarati, Nata, Dalaki.
Yeah.
Would be a, one with a deluded character.
Yeah. Right.
And the next one would be Tivuto Faya Vasena Mantipan Koyhan Vivarati Nasaleti.
Yeah.
One who is timid.
Yeah, or coward. Yeah,
A coward would close his secrets and confidential talks instead of keeping them because of
Yeah, he, in other words, he'll accept a bribe.
He'll accept
or some material inducement. With a material inducement, he'll reveal the secret. You know? Because her mind is fickle, and that, I didn't say that. I'm just translating what the ancient Indians believed.
Okay, so how do we translate the word
Yeah. Usually, it means simply. It could mean evanescence, transience, just having the nature of change. I think this seems to be the idea that the woman's mind is unable to remain steady with a fixed purpose, but if she promises somebody she'll keep a secret, then just by her character, a little generalization here. Itara? No, Itara can have just a universal significance.
Anything
changes quickly.
Like the river outside.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the sense is that if somebody sort of bribes the drunkard with a gift of a drink, then he'll reveal a secret.
To?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I have to say, the meaning of this is not so clear to me. Yeah. Anekangsi katta means something like indecisiveness. Indecisiveness, not having strong decision.
Why?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't. That's why I don't really understand this. Maybe because anekangsi, it's not quite certain whether he's male or female, so maybe for this reason they consider he's indecisive. I don't know, the sense not so clear.
Yeah. That they have certain character.
Mm.
Just like we say for women.
Yeah. Okay. And Dharako?
Chapalataya.
Yeah. Maybe we finish Boe, take the verse. The verses are a little difficult, so I'll help you. Don't worry. Songdo. Yeah. The coward, yeah. I can't hear so well. Yeah. 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 Goihan. Yeah. 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 These nine. Yeah. 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 Yeah, or through them, yeah, through them, a secret, let's say a secret talk quickly becomes manifest or widely known. Okay, do you want to try this final verse? Actually, there's two verses here. Yeah. 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 Right. Yeah. 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 Okay, the sense is, I think, when a person is slothful, it's middhi, gluttonous, one who eats a lot, mahagasso, and one who lies down to sleep, turning around over and over in the bed, like a big pig who has been fed on fodder. So the sense is, when one is like this, slothful, gluttonous, sleeping, turning around like a pig, then this dull person, mundo, again and again comes to the womb. Puna punang gabang. Gabang here is womb. Upeti means reaches, arrives at. Mundo is a dull person. Okay. Then this dull person again and again comes back to the womb. He's reborn again and again. I'll just go through the last verse because time is running out and I want to finish the lesson. Appamadarata hota Sachita manurakata duga udarahatanang panke satova kunjaro. Okay, the verb here, hota, this is imperative. Be, one should be. So one should be delighting in heedfulness or diligence, appamada. Sachitam anurakata, one should protect one's own mind. Then duga udarat atanam, one should lift oneself out from duga. Here is the wrong path, the bad way. It's a combination of dur, which means bad, plus ga, which suggests going. One should lift oneself out from the bad way. Panke satova kunjaro. Kunjaro is an elephant. And sato here means stuck or sunk. Okay, sato is stuck or sinking. So one should lift oneself out from the bad way like an elephant sinking in panke. Panke is a swamp or mud. Okay, like an elephant stuck in the mud. Any questions? Ask anyway. Yeah, delighting in.
Delighting in.
Yeah.
Is this plural?
It's plural because, yeah, he's speaking to many or a group of people.
So, in a sense that he's telling you should.
Yeah.
Go to.
Yeah.
Oh, he's delighted in.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I got it. Because Paul tells
us. You should be delighted with diligence.
And then so the next one will be
you should protect
your own mind.
Yeah.
In Sanskrit, you mentioned about the word
fancy. About the. It's not a compound. It's just that. For the sake of the meter, the ung, the dot under the M is dropped, and it just becomes a normal M. So it joins. This is a sandhi, what's called sandhi, joining. But it's two separate words. Gabung means womb, and upeti means to come to approach. Paveseya, it's literally to cause to enter. To bring. It sounds better in English. But literally it's to send the lamp into the dark. To make a lamp enter the dark. Yeah, yeah, there's a simple verb, pavisati, which means to enter.
And the causative of this,
Bhave Saiti, to cause to enter.
This is the conversation between the
Narasimha.
So the comment on like women.
Yeah.
Only in here, in
Vipassana,
or do you find the same thing in
Pali canon? Very embarrassing question. Isn't it getting pretty late to
very different, very different.
Maybe next time you can.
Now, I have to say, there are some statements in the Pali canon I also feel somewhat embarrassed about. So. No, they're all one person being described in different ways. It means when one is slothful, gluttonous, fond of sleep, turning around in the bed. You know, when it's time to get up, instead of rising, he just turns, flops over on the other side and goes back to sleep.
Lulls around.
Lulls around, yeah.
So all those four types of person was...
There are four ways of describing one type of person.
They are or is like the page.
Yeah.
Who said or
father. Yeah.
And
yeah. Okay. Yeah, I have to say verses are somewhat difficult. I don't know why they included these verses. Yeah. I know, do you find this book too difficult? Some, do you think it is?
Well, the verses are very difficult.
Yeah, yeah.
This point is hard, but after you explain, then
yeah.
It's like a turning of the light. The light comes in the darkness.
Okay, we have to stop now. So next time we will do lesson 8. I'll explain the grammar of that next time. And then I'll correct the glossary if I see some faults. Okay.